But get this, third military recruitment is in serious trouble, and it's unlikely we can maintain our current troop levels in Iraq much past 2006. Well, this is just flat out wrong. We had the story yesterday. You go to my website and check it out. Recruitment levels are way above what expectations are in every branch, including the reserves. This is a big myth that the media has put out there that people aren't signing up. In the midst of the Sheehan squatters, in the ditch at Crawford, in the midst of all the coming of age of these anti-war leftists, the military is exceeding its recruitment expectations. What the f-? Ralph Peters, brilliant author, columnist for the New York Post, has a nominee for August's most important unreported story. While the media were in a frenzy over Cindy Sheehan, the armed forces have quietly exceeded their recruitment goals for fiscal year 2005. Every one of the Army's 10 divisions, its key combat organizations, has exceeded its reenlistment goal for the year to date. Those with the most intense experience in Iraq have the best rates. The 1st Cavalry Division's at 136% of its target. The 3rd ID at 117% of its target. What about first-time enlistment rates? Since that was the issue last spring, the Army running at 108% of its needs. Guess not every young American despises his or her country and our president. The Army Reserve's a tougher sell, given that it takes men and women away from their families and careers on short notice. Recruitment, reserve recruitment stands at 102% of requirements. What about the Army National Guard? We've been told for 2 years the Guard was in freefall. Really? Guard recruitment and retention comes out at 106% of its requirements as of June the 30th. Well, what do you make of this, folks? I mean, all this busting these recruitment goals in, he's right in the midst of all of this. If that doesn't buck you up about your country, I don't know what can.